Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. And welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to The Rock Show, for It's Rock and Roll.
One threw a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard this knocked out jailbird sing.
Right, let's try instead putting our prayer hands together for a bit of rock gospel.
People say to me that Jesus and rock and roll. Save my soul, but I still had to listen to the radio. They say the rock and roll is wrong, we'll give you one more chance. I said I'm feeling so good, I gotta get up and dance. I know what's right, I know what's wrong, it's so confusing. All I'm really trying to say is why should the devil have all the good music? I feel good every day, cause Jesus is the rock and he rolled my blues away.
How about a lullaby? A lullaby? Why a lullaby? Well, I mean to rock the baby to sleep.
Baby mine, don't you cry. Baby mine, dry your eyes. Rest your head close to my heart, never to part, baby.
I don't mean that either. Don't rock my cradle, you'll put me to sleep. So what kind of a rock show is this? Is it about rock gardens? Is it a lecture in geology? Is it a talk about lapidary? Lapidary? You know, the art of making jewellery out of precious stones. No, it's not about any of the aforementioned. This is not so much a rock show as a show about rocks, and not literal stone rocks, boulders or jewels, but rather the use of rock as a metaphor. In our everyday language, we use the word rock as a metaphor, an image, a concept. For instance, the football team's defence stood rock solid against the attacks. He's one of those very dependable, rock solid, sure and steadfast friends. Any successful project must be built on solid rock foundations. Other uses of the simile include, the goalkeeper had a bit of a rocky period when he let in 3 goals. Our relationship's going through a bit of a rocky spell at the moment. I'm expecting a bit of a rocky ride when the boss calls me into his office. Or how about these? The negotiations were going quite well until she threw her rock into the pool and caused a few ripples. The concert hall was really rocking to the sound of the beat and the fans going crazy. The journey of life can sometimes be a rocky ride. Well, here's a rock song in the sense of one of these rock images. It's called The Hand That Rocks the Cradle Rules the World. It's written and sung here by Glen Campbell and Steve Wariner, probably in honour of their mums.
He got here red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast. And he sure was glad to get what mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seem to matter what he needed. He could always count on mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he could always find a twinkle in her eyes.
There ought to be a hall of fame for mamas, creation's most unique and precious pearl. And heaven help us always. Taught him all the attributes of greatness that she knew he couldn't learn away from home. And by the time she wore the cover of her Bible, her hair was gray and her little man.
Smiling to myself as I remember a story from my own childhood. My mother had gone out and she left my dad to babysit me. I was in the big rib-caged cot. Dad thought he would rock me gently to sleep. It got a bit boring, so he made himself comfortable lying on the bed with his foot sticking out, gently rocking my cradle. When Mum came back, she found that I was standing up in my cot, looking out at Dad, who had managed to gently rock himself to sleep. There is truth in the idea of the song and the saying it's based on, that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Every famous, powerful world leader had a mother, and many, if not all, the mothers had a disproportionate influence upon the world leader, their son or daughter. Every parent would be well advised to consider that their wee rascal could potentially become a world ruler. Mothers, fathers, best friends, wives, husbands, teachers, coaches, colleagues, comrades, leaders, many people in many capacities come to be seen as rock-solid, dependable people who can give other people strength beyond their own strength. They are rocks in the swirling seas of changing circumstances, and rocks in the swirling tides of our fickle emotions and mood swings. In this next song, Kaylee Smith wishes she had someone like that.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I know I could always be good with one who'll watch over me. Although he tell him please to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Ronnie Ross, on the other hand, seems to have already found his forever friend. Whether he's human or divine, I leave you to decide.
Everybody needs a little help sometimes. No one stands alone. Makes no difference if you're just a child like me or a king upon the throne. For there are no exceptions. We all stand in the line. Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you of mine. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. Even when I turn away, he cares for me. His love no one can shake. Even when I walk away, he's by my side. With every breath I take, and sometimes I forget him. My halo fails to shine. Sometimes I'm not his friend, but he is always mine. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. If you still don't know the one I'm talking of, I think it's time you knew. Long ago and far away upon the cross, my friend died for you. So if you'd like to meet him and don't know what to do. Ask my friend into your heart, and he'll be your friend too. He's my forever friend, my leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. He's my forever friend.
If we are very blessed, we can all recognize people in our own lives who are rock solid, dependable fixtures, upon whom we can put our trust and whose presence and character, whose temperament and advice provide the ideal platform for us to perform on, and an ideal foundation upon which to build our lives, like these three soldiers.
Lean on me, when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gone. Somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride.
If I have faith,
you need to borrow.
Been saying also applies to God. Indeed, it applies to Him more than anyone. Our God Jesus is the archetype, the original, the role model, who is sometimes copied, reflected, and pointed to by all our human heroes with rocky features, with rock-like virtues. Jesus is described in the Bible and in many hymns in terms of being a rock, a cornerstone. For instance, the traditional hymn Rock of Ages, or this more modern version by Derek Carroll.
Where do I go?
When
there's nobody else to turn to, who do I talk to? When no one wants to listen, who do I lean on? Where there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock, I know he's able. I go to the rock, I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go. Where do I hide?
lies surround me. Where do I run to? When the winds of sorrow blow, is there a refuge? In the time of tribulation, I go to the rock. I know he's able. I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Jesus wants us to lean on him, to build our lives on him, to benefit by his rock-solid dependability, as Don Francisco sings here.
Lean hard on me, lean hard on me. I'll stand the strain, I'll break the chains, and set your soul free. Lean hard on me, lean hard on me. I am the rock, lean hard on me. There's a rock that has never been shaken, a rock that's so mighty and high, unmoved since the days of the prophets and ages gone by. The cornerstone and the foundation, who was and who is and will be. That rock is your friend and your brother, so lean hard on me. Lean hard on me, lean hard on me. I'll break the chains, I'll take the pain, and set your soul free. Lean hard on me, lean hard on me. Don't be afraid, I am the rock, lean hard on me. When you stand on the words I command you, sometimes you'll stand on your own. Friends that were there in fair weather will leave you alone. No matter the depth of the darkness, wherever you are, I will be. So don't let your heart be troubled. Lean hard on me. Lean hard on me. I'll take the pain and set your soul free. Lean hard on me, lean hard on me. Don't be afraid, I am the rock, lean hard on me. Don't be afraid, I am the rock, lean hard on me.
At the climax of his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, Jesus challenged his hearers and ourselves to build our lives upon him, not on anything or anyone else. He told a simple little parable story which backs a powerful invitation to do the right thing. This is it, set to music.
Came down.
Thinking of the children singing there, I'm reminded of when I was a little boy, I used to play down the shore in Aberdeenshire on the rocks. We knew the rocks intimately well. They had nicknames like the tortoise or the camel. And you could get a position where you were wanting to jump from one rock to another, but it seemed too big a leap until someone came alongside and then they jumped and said, come on, if I can do it, you can do it too. Well, our holy half hour is nearly up, but there's time to leave you with a wee medley as a finale. These songs combine the music of rock and roll and gospel rock and also point us to the rock of our salvation, Jesus, the rock of ages. Jesus, our cornerstone, upon whom we build our lives. Bye for now.
Understand what's a good boy doing in a rock and roll.